I'm going to talk about my progress to find the AFib resistance mechanism in Solanum. And I'm doing that in a very distant, faraway land called Maine. To know the differences between the Solanum species, we have to talk in a nutshell that cultivated species have very limited variability in their genetic genome pool, actually, while wild or, as we say, exotic species have different variability in their genome because they are growing in different kind of extreme conditions, so they have different adaptability to it. And we really need to bring those genes back into the cultivated variety. As you can see, for example, like Solanum bulbocastanum, Solanum demisum, and Solanum commersoni are resistant to either biotic stress or abiotic stresses. So we subjected those plants to green peach aphid, and we found that among these seven varieties of different potatoes, there was very real susceptibility in there. But in the wild varieties, we found like three different accession of Solanum bulbocastanum, showing interesting results. From these graphs of adult survival or the reproduction rate, we might be more interested about number 12, which is accession 283096. But the problem is, it seems more like an avoidance mechanism instead of an induced resistance, because the adult aphids didn't survive at all. They died within 24 hours, so there was no nymph production. In comparison, the accession 243510 was more interesting because the adult did survive for a while, but it is inducing something in the plant that it cannot go on with its own life cycle. So we were being scientists, we have to prove that statistically. So we did a detached shoot assay in the lab because it was winter in Maine. So we found that, yes, indeed, Solanum bulbocastanum has a drastic effect on the reproduction rate and the survivorship of adult aphids. And the plant Solanum bulbocastanum accession 243510 was really one of the best candidate for the Bacross population. So why don't we just go for a traditional crossing and find it, whether we can really find a cross between them? There are plenty of problems. The smaller problem is that the bulbocastanum have different wild characters, like the microtubers are unpalatable, and they were purple in color, and the trichomes are thick. But the good character was that the disease resistance and novel genes are in Solanum bulbocastanum, and the problem with traditional cross is the ploidy level. It's diploid versus the tetraploid of cultivated potatoes. So we cannot cross them. So what do? We force them into a somatic hybridization, and we replenish the genes or try to get rid of the wild genes through repeated backcrossing with the recipient recurrent parent to a near isogenic line, hoping, and here is where we hypothesized that a gene cluster is being integrated into the cultivated tuberosum, and it might carry some resistance in there. I worked on this Bacross population from Idaho, supplied to me by Dr. Rich Novi, and I was hoping that this kind of integration has happened. I subjected them to green peach aphids, and the result speaks for itself. 65 to 70% of the plants died. There was just two kind of varieties of expression. Either they were sick and dead, or they were healthy and alive. So this is the genotyping of that. We had like 200 plants in there, and they were like true sibling. They came from the same flower, the seeds came from the same flower. And in the segregating families, as we call it, all the seeds from one flower were called a family. You can see there is variation in there. Some are healthy, some are sick, and the sick died earlier, and the healthy survived. So we chose some of the segregating families and some of the susceptible families as a control, that they will all supposedly die. And we again validated it. So we found three specific lines, 511, 519, and 85, which has real low number of adults surviving, very low number of nymphs being produced, and consequently the plant did survive a longer time. And their own true siblings, when the nymph production is high, the plant survival rate was real low. So there is something wrong with this particular graph, as you can see that we are comparing just the backcross population. We didn't have the donor parent or the recipient parent. So to satisfy that thing, we again did the experiment with 10 bioreplicates, and we confirmed that the aphid adult or nymph survival rate is really low in these, and it is really comparable to the wild parent from which this gene is supposedly introgressed. And the plant life expectancy is actually higher in the cultivated variety as well. Similarly, the recurrent susceptible parent really had high nymph production and high adult survival rate of the aphids. So we started with 16 families, 200 plants. We reduced it into three specific lines, which we can say, we can confirm that these are really resistant to aphids. As we were being scientists, we started thinking that if they are actually resistant to aphids, why not look at the late blights? So for like buy one, get one free. So why late blight? Because it's Phytophthora infestans, all known races, Solanum bulbocastanum carries an RB gene, which has been proven to be resistant to all known races of Phytophthora infestans. And that has been proven by Jeming Jiang's lab in University of Wisconsin in early 2000s. So I was interested in knowing whether this introgress chromosome is a large chunk. If it's a large chunk carrying both the late blight as well as the aphid resistance, I might actually get a good line for the breeders to use. Or I might find something which carries the late blight resistance, but not the aphid resistance, and vice versa. So instead of looking into the plants which I have confirmed as susceptible or resistant, I looked into a larger group. And this experiment is ongoing right now. So I just use US8, and I'm presenting those data right now. And when we are subjecting them to the US8 inoculation, we had really interesting results. The aphid susceptible ones, some of them were susceptible to Phytophthora, but the recurrent parent were always susceptible. But the interesting one was this one, which was susceptible to aphids, but was resistant to late blight. This data really had me thinking. But going into the genotyping part of it, we had the hypothesis that this aphid resistance is due to one gene or a few cluster of genes. And so we looked into the R gene-mediated pathways, few signaling genes we chose as candidate genes. We looked into their primers, and we found some unique genes unique to Solanum bulbocastanum, some genes which were unique to tuberosum, and some which were orthologous to both tuberosum and bulbocastanum. We are currently looking into the real-time PCR through these candidate genes to find the genome expression in different time points, 2 hours being the time when aphids actually establish themselves in the plant, and 5 days being the time when the chlorosis starts happening in the plant if they are not stopped. So we might find the early genes in here and the late genes in here. So that was a time range we picked, and I really don't have any definite data right now for real time. In conclusion, or in summary, because we found few lines which had both dual resistance to late blight and aphid, we are expecting that a huge chunk went there. But we found something like this where we just had resistance to late blight, and we found something which is, we actually didn't find this line, but we did find something which had late blight resistance and was susceptible to aphids. We are hypothesizing at this point that these two cluster of genes are not very close to each other. There is recombinations happening in between them. So probably they don't belong to the same group of genes, and we are going to look into them in the near future. With that, I'd like to acknowledge a few people. Dr. Rish Novi for supplying me the Backcross population, Ethel and Sue for their technical help, because I really don't have a green thumb and plants die with my hand. My lab mates for keeping me sane, and my people who funded me. Any question? Thanks.
In your system, if you need any gene, maybe you have a dual function resistant to both the capacity and AV?
I'm hoping so, but I'm not sure about it because they are not, I mean, in the lower cascade of signaling transaction, they might have the dual function, but they might be controlled by different R genes in the early activated genes. That's what I'm expecting, so.
Do you know if your segment is in homozygosity or heterozygosity?
It can be both. Actually, when it get integrated, it might not come as a chunk. It might come as two different parts, one carrying the aphid resistance, one carrying the late blight, getting integrated into two different chromosomes. Because we are not looking into the genotype right now. So we are trying to identify them. And bulbocastanum has not been... The genomic background is not known, so we cannot exactly pinpoint them right now. But yeah, that's in the plan to see whether they are homozygous or not.
Because if it's heterozygous and your hypothesis is correct, you should self identify.
Yeah. That's also in the long-term goal of the project.